improvement. Contact Designer, the official HVAC provider of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, to find out more about adding a humidifier to your home. Making your home beautiful is the ultimate form of self-care. And in this new decade, isn't it time to treat yourself? They're the Internet's favorite for a reason. So Brooklinen makes great gifts for friends and family. Think Valentine's Day, housewarming, or just because. Brooklinen was the first DTC bedding company, meaning they work directly with manufacturers and directly with customers. No middlemen, just a great product and service. If you like softness, if you like comfort, if you like essentials to help you relax, Brooklinen has it all. Brooklinen.com is the perfect place to build a new oasis to support your resolutions. Go on, make yourself comfortable. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, loungewear, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. If you're looking to save big, you can shop Brooklinen's President's Day sale happening this weekend. Get more comfort for less money. And hey, New Yorkers, if you're listening, you can get the Internet's favorite sheets and more in real life. Visit Brooklinen's first store in Brooklyn at 127 Kent Avenue in Williamsburg and take advantage of their President's Day sales. Savings. Brooklinen, everything you need to live your most comfortable life.
Your high school student is much more than a test score at Greenville University. Greenville University, a Christ-centered institution, values character and service just like the employers who hire their graduates. Greenville University's Panther Preferred Scholarship awards up to $18,000 annually for students of character and service. No minimum test scores, no minimum GPA, Panther Preferred, the scholarship that recognizes students of character. Apply at greenville.edu.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
We are just a week away. St. Louis Cardinals Spring Training 2020. 15 exciting matchups February 22nd through March 20th. Don't miss out on some great offers. All veterans or active duty members receive a $10 reserve box ticket on February 23rd as part of our military day. Palm Beach County residents receive $10 off their ticket at the box office February 24th through the 27th. And then on February 28th, all fans 55 and over receive a $10 reserve box ticket to the game. Don't miss out. Visit RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com.
Play ball!
2020 marks the 30th anniversary of Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill in St. Louis. What started in 1990 as one location in St. Charles now has 14 locations across three states. Join them to celebrate on the 30th of each month of 2020 for Hotshot's anniversary parties featuring throwback pricing on domestic bottles, macho mugs, root beer barrels, and more, along with your chance to register to win Hotshot's gift cards and other special presents. Check HotshotsNet.com for participating locations. Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill, celebrating 30 years of all the games all the time.
This is Mariah, third generation at Newsetters Fine Jewelry. Buying an engagement ring can be intimidating. At Newsetters, we ensure complete understanding of your purchase. We offer a choice in both lab and mine-grown diamonds and are able to work with any budget. Let our family help educate you on your choice at Big Ben and Doherty Ferry or at wowdiamonds.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet.
Short day today, folks. A lot to jam in.
Can't you hear a pitter-patter and that happy tune is yours?
Wow, we'll only be with you for another 2 hours and 15 minutes.
So sweet.
Woo-hoo!
On sunny,
well, maybe you feel that way. I like working.
I used to walk in shape with those blues on the rays. I'm not afraid. This rover.
Oh boy, great.
We're the most important damn show in where
the good old days.
Crossed over.
The original version.
There you go, a little trip down memory lane.
And you weren't even really here to appreciate that.
For me, I got the later version, the one that came through like in the mid-90s. That's the one I remember.
The digitized, updated version. Good afternoon.
That.
What?
I missed that at the movies.
Aren't those Marcus Theaters now?
It's Marcus Theaters, and now you have Greg Marcus that
comes on. Oh, no, please don't. Oh, I can't stand it.
I know.
I can't stand those. I'm sorry.
You're in my seat.
Yeah.
Shut up.
I love the theaters, and I love the way they run them, and I love everything about them, but my goodness, please, Mr. Marcus, don't do that.
Yeah.
Stop doing that before the movies. We have a lot to get in today, folks. At 3:30, Mike Evans is going to join us because we won't be on the air when he's normally with us, which is like 5:45. But before we get into all that, let me welcome everybody quickly. Welcome. Glad to have you here. It's the 18th of February, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
This morning I saw on the news where Ozzy Osbourne has pulled the plug on his appearance that was scheduled for June 24th at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. As you know, Ozzy has Parkinson's disease, and he's going to be undergoing some additional medical treatment. And he's sending out a statement, says he's glad everybody's been so patient. He's had a crappy year. Won't be able to get to Switzerland for treatment until April, and that's 6 to 8 weeks. He has an album about to come out called Ordinary Man, featuring the song Straight to Hell. And I am glad to say that even with all that's going on, he continues to be a friend of the show. And as soon as I saw that, I thought, well, I have a cell phone number. We're friends. I'll call Ozzy. And ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome and say hello to, he's on the phone with us now, Ozzy Osbourne, everybody. Come on. Come on. Hello, Ozzy.
Hello, Ozzy. You called me Ozzy.
No, I didn't. I said, hello, Ozzy.
But before that, I think, a little while ago, we'll say hello to Ozzy Osbourne.
Well, I might have. I'm rushed today because Ozzy, we're off early today. There's a basketball game, and nothing sounds better on the radio than basketball. Boy.
Oh, yeah, kidding.
So, yeah, well, we're off at 5:30, but I wanted to jump in right away and, you know, wish you the best and say a lot of people, I'm sure, are sorry you're not going to make it to. I read your statement where you say you are thankful that everybody has been so patient. I'm just curious, when that a statement like that comes out, do you actually write that, or do you have a press agent who writes that?
No, I have a press agent who writes it, but I give him what to say. I tell him what to say, and nobody's any more sorry than I am, for sure.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that is true. How's Sharon doing?
She's great. She's beautiful.
Well, she is. You got yourself a smoking hot wife there. And I don't mind plugging your album that's coming up, Ordinary Man. That certainly doesn't describe you. That's not you.
Well, it's not really. But I try to pretend sometimes I'm ordinary.
Yeah, I have a little trouble. Your phone's kind of cutting in and out there.
What?
Sorry. Yeah, that's a little better.
You need
that's
to try and talk better. A little louder, Ozzy. If you can.
Well, this is as loud as I can get it.
Okay, well, I'm good with that. Well, we're not gonna keep you. I wanted to let you know that. Look, I'm not a Black Sabbath fan. I don't know your music personally. I know you and I are friends. We call each other all the time. I mean, anytime you get a little something comes up, you're calling me. Hey, Frank, what do I do about this? And I appreciate that. But and you know, and you've been okay with it. I was not a Black Sabbath fan. I'm still not really a fan of your music. But I find you to be an interesting person, and I appreciate that you always take my calls.
I'm a Black Sabbath fan, Ozzy.
Yeah, Dan's here, Ozzy. You remember Dan? Dan Strauss? Remember when you were over at my house for dinner? Dan came over? Remember?
Yeah.
Dan Strauss. Yes, I remember
Dan. Yeah. I'm a fan of Black Sabbath.
Well, yeah. Dan, what's your favorite Black Sabbath song?
War Pigs.
Yes.
Could you sing?
Could you sing a little of War Pigs or Iron Man?
I am Iron.
Not you, Dan.
Oh,
it's good, Dan. I like that. Very good. I can't sing it. I don't have any breath today. Parkinson's. Yeah. But I apologize to everybody. I'll be back. I love St. Louis. I'll be there to see everyone someday.
Okay. All right, Ozzy. Well, stay strong, and we'll see you when you finally do make it back to St. Louis again, okay?
I'll be back.
All right, Ozzy. Ozzy Osbourne, everybody, the one and only. Always there for the show, friend of the show. What a Rolodex I have. That's an old term, Rolodex. A contact list. My contact list under the folder celebrities. Whew. Endless. So the people like Stallone, Ozzy Osbourne,
Jack
Tom
Nicholson.
Brokaw, Jack Nicholson. Got them all in there. Got them all in there. Well, Mike Evans is about 9 minutes away. Till we get there, does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. Tim, I got an email, Tim, from somebody that said that it really irritates them and wonders why when you say, Frank's got his own Wikipedia page. They say, why does he drop down the Wikipedia page? Do you have an answer? Do you have an answer for that? No, people are people. They just,
people are people.
And I told him, I wrote him and said, well, I'll ask him. So is there a reason or is just something you do?
No, there's a reason. It's because when I signed a contract with you, you asked me for the first 2 years to lower my voice when I referred to Wikipedia. It's on page 7 of my contract. And it says that I have the option in my third year with you to then go into my effeminate voice, should I so desire, when I refer to people with a Wikipedia page. So I probably will start mixing it up here in the near future, but that's the reason.
There you have it, emailer.
Yeah, could we have a preview of the effeminate voice?
Yeah, please.
Rob Blagojevich has his own Wikipedia page, Frank.
Wow, that is effeminate.
Man. Okay, looking forward to that. Well, so, and now here with his contribution, Tim Woodburn.
Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
I don't care how good of a day anybody on this show or anybody is having out there in the listening audience. Nobody is having a good a day today as Rob Blagojevich is having today. Woke up this morning in federal prison thinking he's got 4 more years to serve, and that's with good behavior. And on the day Trump commuted him, they let him out of prison. I'm just going to ask you guys a fun question. If you've been laying in a federal prison for 8 years, non-sexually, what would be the very first thing you'd want to do or eat?
Get a hamburger.
I mean, like where, though? I mean, be specific. What would you crave?
He's been in. He's been in 8 years.
Right.
Is that correct? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great question. Limey, let's start with you.
Man.
I definitely get something to eat. It would probably be a hamburger. And I think I'd keep it just original, and I'd probably go to the first burger place I saw, maybe like, you know, McDonald's or Jack in the Box, somewhere like that. I mean, if I'm just leaving the prison and I'm on my way home, I'm going to stop and I'm going to get some real food.
Because when he said non-sexual, that changed everything, because that would be my very first requirement.
Yeah.
What about you, Dan? 8 years, you just got out. Where do you go? What do you do?
I'd go to Culver's and get the kids' cheeseburger meal with the free ice cream. So I'd get cheeseburger, fries, and an ice cream.
Always looking for a deal. Even straight out of prison.
61 years old out of prison, he's getting a kid's meal.
Yeah.
Love it.
I always do.
Only Dan. So before I answer, Tim, what's your answer? You asked the question.
Well, my craving food that I have, and it's the worst possible thing for you, and I just can't turn it down, would be fried chicken and mashed potatoes and gravy.
Oh,
and I just the first restaurant that sells it on the way out of prison to whatever airport I'm going to, just let me pull over and get a to-go order of it.
Okay, then I'll give you my answer. My answer would actually be sufficient for you as well, because my answer, and I know what it is, take me straight to Cracker Barrel.
Oh, that's yeah.
And they have the food you just mentioned, yep. and lots of other food like that. So that would be, that'd be mine. I go, where's the nearest Cracker Barrel? Let's go. That's where I'd want to go. My go-to, reminds me of being a kid down south food.
So this happened today?
And my spin on why this is happening so fast, Trump announces it today and he walks out today is because I have a childhood friend who did 3 years in prison in Missouri. And he said, I'm still great friends with him now. He said that when they found out in prison that you were getting out, that you would get targeted and they'd try and pick fights with you so that they would try.
Oh, that makes sense.
They would try and extend your time because they thought that was funny.
Yeah.
So that's my take on why. The day that Trump announces it, he's walking out that day. Nah, let's administrate paperwork, red tape. Yeah, well, he's going to get out in April. No, The day he announces it is the day he gets out, because otherwise he'd be a target.
But that sort of makes sense. Not everybody who would be getting out would be a target, but somebody like
that.
Right,
no doubt.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
That's a good question.
Yeah, that was quick.
Was there anything else for a segment?
No. You know, just Tim? The only other thing is that this NASCAR race that ended yesterday, the thing that makes me sick to my stomach about it is that here's this guy, Ryan Newman, who finishes, this was Monday, it was rain delayed, it was supposed to be Sunday, it was rain delayed, it goes to Monday. This guy's on the last lap with the other two cars. Well, he was right there in the lead. It was neck and neck.
Yeah.
He's right there in the lead. He gets clipped. All right, I get it. This guy gets in the most horrendous accident you could ever see at a NASCAR race. I mean, his car flips over on its roof, spins on its side, it's on fire. Yeah. As it's skidding, and this guy actually finished third in the race with the car on fire on its roof. He finished third with the car
skidded past the finish line on fire.
So Denny Hamlin is who won the race, and I'm not a NASCAR fan, but when you watch the replay of this accident on YouTube, you're watching it from like pit row or from like the infield of the track, and this horrible crash with this car on fire, and you're thinking to yourself, how could this guy possibly live through this? This car is skidding on its roof for hundreds and hundreds of feet. The whole thing's on fire, and it's on its roof. How could this man possibly live? And these pit crew guys for Denny Hamlin are kind of in the camera's way, and they've watched this entire thing, and they are just jumping for joy, high-fiving each other, while this death machine is going by, not knowing if this guy in the car is dead or alive.
Really? Actually, I didn't know.
It makes me sick to my stomach to watch it.
Now, that has to have generated tremendous negative social media posts.
I haven't seen anything about it.
Well, it's... Watch it... I haven't really checked social media, but just watch
it on YouTube.
I haven't seen a story about it, and I read a little bit about it, and I watched the video. I haven't seen anybody comment on that. Are you sure that's what they're high-fiving?
Well, let me tell you this. There is a pit, I believe it's Denny Hamlin's pit crew, or the guy that finished second's pit crew, one of the pit crews that finished right there, because it was a photo finish, and it's one of the crews high-fiving each other as this car is sliding by on fire on its roof.
Okay, but maybe what they're high-fiving is the winner.
Right.
And they're not really aware of how serious, because they see wrecks all the time.
No. If you watch this video, you have to be a moron to not think this is... The guy's still in the hospital.
Right.
You'd have to be a moron to see how violent this car wrecked, and all the fans were shocked, and, you know, and every the crowd got real quiet even though the race was over because of how horrific of an accident this was, and as he's sliding by these guys, and they're all jumping up and down high fiving. Unbelievable. Wow. Unbelievable. Watch it yourself.
Bad timing, but if it's not, that's just very, very callous.
They couldn't have possibly missed the car being on. It's just, made me sick.
Well, I'm sure there'll be more about that. I didn't know that. So here's what I'm going to have to do, folks. We'll finish the Berks.
Oh, and Frank, eventually. Limey wants off at 5:30. Is that okay?
Yeah. In fact, you all, everybody, off 5:30.
What?
Okay.
What?
How about that? How about
me?
Wow. Yeah.
What a guy. What a mensch, Frank. What a mensch.
You're welcome.
A mensch. Is that good?
Take a moment to sell a Chevy or two or a pre-owned vehicle, and then we're going to connect with Mike Evans, which normally we don't do till more than 2 hours from
now. He might. No?
We'll see what he has. And he can't get upset because he's got all the time he needs. We're not up against it like we normally are, at least not for this hour. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet has a second location, as you probably already know. It's the Johnny Londoff Autoplex in St. Peter's. And all the information and the location and the link to it, you can get to all that through the main website, Londoff.com. Everything's there. The phone number in St. Peter's, the link to the site in St. Peter's. What you need to know is the St. Peter's Autoplex is strictly pre-owned, where at the headquarters, the mothership, it's new Chevys and also pre-owned. So you have two choices for pre-owned vehicles. A new car. There is... You know, when Tim said yesterday that his dad used to always get to bring home new cars, so there was always that new car smell. That is the exact opposite of my childhood. I never got to smell the new car smell because we couldn't afford new cars. But I, to this day, still like it, appreciate it, don't know what it is. It's a combination, I think, of
fresh from the factory, plastic and glue, certain glues, and certainly a material or leather that is fresh. And there are several components that make the new car smell. And if you haven't experienced it for a while, I have a place where you can go and get in a car and take it in. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, take a test drive. You may not be in the market right now, but you know you will be down the road. Or maybe you are right now. They'll still be happy to show you around. Jump in whatever you think is your vehicle of choice, meaning some people are now SUV people. Talked to somebody yesterday who said, I've no interest in driving a sedan ever again. I've become an SUV person. And apparently, a lot of the world has become truck. They become SUV and truck people. Now, there are still some car people, and there's still some sports car people, but any of the categories I just mentioned, they have them. Chevy makes them. And Chevy's made some blunders through the years, just like all the automakers have. They've all come out with that car, and you go, what were they thinking? But like the Pontiac Fiero, or that Pontiac Aztec. Anybody remember that ugly thing? It's one of the ugliest cars ever. Okay, probably shouldn't have done it. Cadillac did a Cimarron. What a joke. It was a Chevy Cavalier or something that they put Cadillac emblems on. But Chevy has it right. Check that Blazer out. Check out that new Traverse, which I was not a fan of when it first came out because I thought it was ugly. And if you go back and could listen to shows the year or two, the first couple of years for Traverse, you'd notice I didn't comment at all on the Traverse because better to say nothing than say something negative. I didn't like it. They have fixed all that. That Traverse is gorgeous. Blazer, spectacular. Silverado speaks for itself. Equinox, I think the number one selling vehicle in its category, and they're all at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, just as they're all at other Chevy dealers. The difference is the people. Like any other business, it's the people that make the difference in the way they treat you. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Let's just do the website because everything you need is there for both locations. Londoff.com. Theme music, please. For there it is. There it is. Bottle of
wine. This is very, very weird.
Drinking wine.
It is very weird. It makes me feel like it's time to hang it up and get ready to go home.
Right.
But it's not. It's only 3:33, 11, 12, 3:33, 14. Oh, we do that later. I'll save that.
Yeah.
We're going to Dallas, Texas and check in with Mike Evans early today because we're off at 5:30. He's brought to you, no matter what time he's on, by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, both in Chesterfield Valley. Both closed only on Monday. Gift cards to either or both. Always a good idea. Every day of the year, a gift card to Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse is a good idea because who doesn't love receiving that? Nobody. It's like nobody doesn't like Sara Lee. Nobody doesn't like getting a gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market. Reservations for dinner at Annie Gunn's, you betcha. And I recommend them for lunch. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market, Chesterfield Valley, east of most of all the other stuff, now proudly presents from Dallas, Texas, earlier than usual, Mike Evans. Oh, getting a little sippage in a little early today.
Homie, today is National Wine Drinking Day, too.
It is.
That says it all. That says it all.
Yeah, there you go.
But even if it weren't, you do what you got to do for the job, and it's part of your segment. And if you had to do it at noon, you'd bite the bullet and you'd just do it. If you had to be forced to sip wine, I know you would for the team.
Every day is National Wine Drinking Day for Mike. Yeah.
So how you doing?
Doing good. Did I ever tell you a story? We got new listeners because it's a different time, so I'm going to tell the story, although I think I've told you a story. Really got egg on my face, a little embarrassed. Roy Yamaguchi has restaurants. He's a famous chef out of Hawaii. And he opened up a restaurant in San Diego. And I went down to San Diego, was invited for the grand opening, was sitting at a VIP table. Surprisingly enough, they let me sit there. Yeah.
Wow.
And so we're sitting and having dinner, and they're pouring wine. And I had a drink of this wine. I said to across the table to Roy, I said, "This is really good wine." And the guy next to me said, "Thank you." And I looked at him. I go, "Did you bring it?" And Roy said, "Mike, that's Robert Mondavi."
Mike, you know, you know when you told us that story last week.
Just this past week,
yeah.
God, that's okay. I knew I told you the story, but a lot of people are listening now that you know that weren't listening then.
Well, let's hope so. You may be right.
I would hope so.
You may be right.
Well, it's a different time, homie.
Well, I know, but our audience is loyal. They're here 3 to 6, buddy. They're here for the whole thing. They know just hit and run. Yeah.
Still a good story, homie.
It's a good story.
So what's the pop quiz question today, who do publicists say is the most naturally beautiful star? The four top vote getters, Mila Kunis, Margot Robbie, Scarlett Johansson.
I disagree.
Janet Reno. No. Natalie Portman. Answer in a minute. Sex and trials and jail and warrants. Did I get your attention on that one?
Yep.
Harvey Weinstein's verdict could come as early as this afternoon, certainly sometime, I would think, this week. The sleaze faces 5 charges. Vegas odds open at 3-1 that sleaze will be found guilty for at least one count. If he's found guilty of the count that charges him with being a predator in New York, that carries a minimum 10 years in prison.
Wow.
He could get life, though, if he's found guilty on all of them.
What do you personally think, Mike, he'll get?
I think he'll be found guilty on one or two charges, and he'll go to jail. He'll go to jail like Bill Cosby. I just hope he doesn't get blind like Bill Cosby, you know?
Oh, that poor Cosby.
Well, he can hardly walk. He's got a walker.
He's got a walker already, you know. That's what being convicted can do to you. I think one count. I don't think he'll have to pay for all counts because his defense attorney, the woman was brilliant, and she destroyed some of these people on the stand who claimed to be victims yet kept coming back for more. I thought she did an excellent job of ripping their credibility away. I do still think he'll go to prison because I think any jury still sees him for the scumbag slime ball that he really is.
I agree. Meanwhile, a DA in the Virgin Islands say that they are considering charging Prince Andrew with sexual assault of a minor. This happened decades and decades ago. Some woman's come forward. I doubt anything will ever come of it, but that's what they're saying. Friends of Amanda Bynes.
I don't know who she is. I don't think so. No.
Okay. Say that they're more worried about her now more than ever before. Amanda announced that she was engaged, and she posted a picture of herself and her fiancé. No name for this guy. We don't know his name. Only thing we know for sure is that they met in a mental hospital where they were both patients.
Well, okay. That'll be fun.
Media news. Disney Plus now has an amazing 32 million subscribers.
Wow.
Never heard of it. Disney Plus?
Well, I never heard of it, but I don't have little kids. I'm assuming it's for children.
No, it's got everything that Disney is.
Every movie Disney's ever made is on this.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a lot
plus,
more.
They own Star
All
Wars now.
All 20th Century Fox movies are on it.
That's a huge library.
Gamers, listen up. Coming Christmas, 1917, the movie, going to be 1917, the video game. Huh?
Oh, I think that'll be pretty cool.
I think it'll be pretty successful.
Yeah.
Odds and ends, Selena Gomez's new line of beauty makeup called Rare Beauty is getting rave reviews. It includes unique lipstick colors, eyeshadows, and other unique face products. The line will be available at Sephora's outlets and Ulta stores. Really beautiful, super sweet, Olivia Newton-John. Still battling stage 4 cancer, but always has a smile on her face. Spent the weekend doing a huge charity event for people who've lost their homes due to the fires in Australia, posing for all the people that wanted selfies and photographers. And her beautiful daughter, Chloe, is going to be on Dancing with the Stars. Olivia says she plans on being to every one of the tapings. I just really like Olivia.
How old is Olivia?
Olivia Newton-John.
If I had to guess before somebody looks
Olivia
it up,
Newton-John?
Before somebody looks it up, if I had to guess, I'm going to say she's 68.
She's got her own.
Years old.
She's got her own Wikipedia page, right?
71 years old.
Yep, that's right.
I said, how old is Olivia Newton-John?
You, Mr. Know-It-All.
That was Mike, not me.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh, your Siri has a British accent.
You're welcome.
Australian accent.
Australian accent?
Okay. Well, on a speaker, they sound similar.
How old is Frank O'Pinion?
I found this on the web.
Ooh, wow.
Uh-oh. That brought up my whole Frank criminal O'Pinion. Past. It's not going to know who that is. Not going to know who that is.
Okay. So the coronavirus scare overseas has taken a serious hit. People traveling overseas. But one place that has really apparently helped is the Palm Springs, California area. Nonstops from Canada, Dallas, Chicago, L.A., Phoenix, Denver. They say there's more visitors in Palm Springs now than ever before. The restaurants are busy. Golf courses are hard to get on. Have you heard that, Frank?
I have not. But you know who it's killing over there in Asia? The restaurant business, the hotel business, obviously the cruise business. It's taking they're taking a big hit. Yeah. And then think about that ship those people were on. Do you want to be the next cruise part of the group right after this happened? No. And I think there'll be a lot of people who go, yeah, let that thing sail for about a year and make sure you've cleaned it 30 or 40 times, and then maybe we'll think about going. Yeah, it's going to really hurt.
I hear you. And finally, on the broadcast. Huda Pablo says the most naturally beautiful star, Mila Kunis, Margot Robbie, Scarlett Johansson, Natalie Portman.
I'm going to say Scarlett Johansson.
I'll go Margot Robbie.
I'll say Portman just to be different.
And I don't think any of those would be my top four, but I will say, even though I don't get it, Scarlett Johansson.
Number four, Natalie Portman. Number three, Mila Kunis. Number two, Scarlett Johansson. Number one, Margot Robbie.
Oh, yeah.
Way to go, Dan.
Yeah, baby. Mike Evans, Sam.
Dan Strauss, today's champion.
It's the early time.
Way to go,
Let's go to Dan now for a live interview. Dan, how does it feel to be champion?
Well, Frank, it feels great. You know, I want to thank everyone that supported me in this. And I want
to don't forget to thank God.
I was
going to
say I want to thank God and my parents and everyone that's
and Sandy for standing by.
Yeah,
and
Sandy,
supporting
thank
me.
Thank you.
And Mike Shannon.
Yeah, and Mike Shannon and Mike for Shannon. Standing behind me as well.
Yeah. I think he's behind you right now, isn't he? There he is. Yeah.
You're welcome, buddy. I'm hitting 48 back.
There you go. The first, and you heard it here first. First interview with today's champion, Dan Strauss. Ladies and gentlemen, champion for the Mike Evans Pop Quiz.
It's a team effort.
Now we return to the Burke segment. Does anybody else have anything to say?
No. Really. I mean, I've got a question, but I don't really have anything to talk about.
Nothing has happened,
really.
I have something.
Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thanks so much, Frank. I was on the way home last night, and this has to do with road rage. I was on my way home last night, and I was in a lane to get off of the highway on 270, and I was doing 60 miles per hour, which is the speed limit. There's a guy behind me, and he keeps flashing his lights.
Were you in the left lane?
No. I was in the exit lane to get off of the highway.
Okay.
And he keeps flashing his lights. I get up to the ramp, and I'm going to turn right, and this guy starts flashing his lights again and just starts honking and honking and honking and honking. And I'm like, what?
What time of day was it?
After the show last night.
Do you have your headlights on?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. I had headlights on, everything. He was like right on my butt, on my bumper.
Posterior.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I pull out, and then he pulls up next to me and starts like screaming at me and all this other stuff. And I'm like, So I rolled my window.
Maybe he heard yesterday's show.
He probably did. But I did something stupid. I rolled my window down, flipped them off, and started...
No. Oh, come on. Did you really?
Yes, I did. Started yelling at him. And
you can't do that.
I know.
Way to go, Dan.
What's the matter with you?
I'm proud of you.
Did he say why he was mad at you?
No. He didn't say why at all. He was just being a total a-hole, riding my butt, and I'm doing the speed limit, and he's flashing his lights at me, and then he gets up there and starts honking at me like an idiot while I'm trying to turn right and waiting for the traffic to come by.
Why would you do that? Why would you flip him off and yell back at him? That's a stupid thing to do. I'm not kidding.
I know.
I would say this to you. If you were one of my sons or anybody, you right then could have gotten shot because you don't know this guy.
No, I know. I understand that. So
he could have been served with the papers for divorce earlier in the day and lost his job, and now he's going to take care of business and clean house, and anybody gets in his way, and you could have been one of those people. Ignore those people.
Yeah.
Just ignore them.
No, I know. I usually do, but...
The last time that happened to me, the guy flashed his lights behind me and followed me on the exit ramp. I mean, I got out of my car, and I walked back, and I shot him in the head, and then I went on home.
And
I feel bad about it. To this day, I feel bad.
That's how you handle it. That's how a man handles it.
Well, I got in behind him, and I wasn't right on his bumper or anything. I didn't flash my lights or anything like that, and then there was a stoplight, and he jumped over into the left lane and took off. It's like,
so you got behind him then and flashed your lights?
No, I did not flash my lights. I got behind him and didn't do anything. I didn't jump in and get right on his tail or anything. I didn't flash my lights.
If that happens again, the only thing you need to do is make sure he sees you pick up the phone.
Yeah.
And he'll think you're calling the 911 police, and he'll hightail it out of there.
That's what I probably should have done. And I had Sandy on the phone with me, and Sandy's like, "Stop doing that." And that's like, for some reason, it just hit me. And you know, every once in a while, something will hit you, and it just like infuriates,
sets you off. No,
yeah.
I know. I've done it. The last time I did it was a long time ago in a Walmart parking lot, and after it was over, I realized the guy could have killed me, could have shot me, and it was just stupid. And unfortunately, or fortunately, my kids were with me. They were younger. And I said, what you just saw me do, don't ever do that.
Yeah.
Ever. I could have easily been killed by that guy.
Oh, yeah.
So you won't do it again.
No, I won't. I usually don't get mad. I'll just kind of wave to people or something like that if they're mad at me for some reason. Because I'm not a fast driver, so people get behind me.
I'll offer this to anyone on this show, and I mean anyone on this show. Not anyone listening to the show, but anyone on the show.
A ride home?
When friends of mine... No.
$5?
When friends of mine have road rage incidents, mm-hmm. knowing that I'm a PI, they want to know the lights. They want to know who the owner of the car is and what they actually want to call them.
Oh.
And chew them out on the phone.
Nice. I like that.
Probably 30, 50 times in my life, I've run license plates for people... Friends of mine, family members of mine, who've had a road rage incident that incites them so bad that they call me wanting to know their phone number.
Ooh.
I might have to use that in the future.
All right.
And that's there's a lot of fun things you can do with that.
Well, all right. that's a good idea and a bad idea, depending on who it is you're calling.
Right. And when you call them, you got to spoof them when you call them, though. You can't let them know your phone number when you call them.
That's the other thing. You better hope they don't have a way of figuring out and tracking who you are.
Right.
Maybe the person you're calling is a private investigator. now things change because now they do know who you
Uh-oh.
Are. They're able to find out. So think twice before you...
Well, last time I did it was a woman who cut me off in the South County Mall parking lot, and she was heavy, and I'm heavy. And she cut me off and got into a parking spot that I was supposed to have been able to get in. And I found her phone number after running her license plate, and I spoofed her from her ex-husband's cell phone, and I identified myself as a member of the Missouri Driver's License Accuracy Department, and would she be interested in having a new driver's license reissued to currently reflect her actual weight of 350 instead of the 250 that was on her license.
Whoa,
and,
nice. That's pretty cool.
And I recorded it and sent it out to my brother and my friends, and we got a big kick out of that.
Love it.
That's pretty funny.
The Missouri Department of Driver's License Accuracy.
But to do it and have it be effective, you have to take on another identity. You have to pretend be somebody else.
That was the best part. I spoofed her. I spoofed her from her ex-husband's cell phone. She thought it was her ex-husband messing with her.
Messed up.
All right. Okay, I did it. I did it once. And I did. And here's my story. And it was a long time ago. No, I mean a long time ago. It's one of the few times that my wife was never a huge fan of riding on the back of a motorcycle, and I've had 17 of them. So over the years, she has ridden. We've gone to Grafton, taken the ferry with about 40 other guys, people on motorcycles, couples, gone to dinner. But she wasn't ever really wild about it. And one of the last times we took a ride was somebody said, hey, we got a group of three or four people on motorcycles, and we're going to go to Herman, and we're going to stop in Washington, have breakfast on a Saturday morning, Washington, Missouri. I said, okay. So she rode on the back. I had a beautiful Harley, turquoise and cream. She rode on the back. There was another guy. He had his wife, and the other two were single riders, just guys on motorcycles, four of us. And I don't know where, but somewhere between where I am out in Wildwood and Herman, I guess, I think we just had breakfast in Washington, we encountered a young guy in a Mercedes convertible. It was a vintage Mercedes, like an old 280 SL or something, with his girlfriend. He was in his 20s, and it was obvious that he was a rich kid, or daddy or grandpa was rich. And he was a complete D-bag, a-hole, and he swerved. He almost caused one of us, it wasn't me, it was a guy in front of me, to lose it and drop the bike because he swerved, pretending like you're going to hit him. And when the guy went to dodge, you know, you're on two wheels, not four. Cars don't fall over, but bikes do. And it was infuriating. And one of the guys riding happened to be a doctor, an orthopedic surgeon. And when we came to a stoplight, he pulled up next to this kid and laid into this kid and said, you know, you almost caused me to drop this thing. And if I had, and he just tears in, and the kid flips him off, mouths off, takes off in the car. I got the license plate number. And as soon as I got home that Saturday evening, I called a friend of mine who's a cop, and I did the same thing. I said, run these plates, and he did. And it came back, and I said, let me know who the car is registered. The car was registered to a doctor. And he lived in, I don't remember, St. Charles or whatever. And I was able somehow to get a little bit more information, you know, the address, that his name was the doc. So I called, and an older man answered the phone. You could tell by his voice he was older. And I said, you know, Dr. Simpson or whatever his name was. He said, yes. And I said, Doctor, this is Sergeant Timothy Wilkins of the Missouri State Highway Patrol. I said, you own a 1976 Mercedes 280. Yes. He said, yes, I do. He said, that's my baby. And I said, well, Doctor, I said, your baby wasn't being driven earlier today by you. Your Mercedes being driven by some young. Yes, he says, that's my grandson. It's a special occasion, and I let him take it out. And I said, and he was with a young lady. He goes, oh, yes, that's his girlfriend. I said, well, Doctor, let me explain something to you. Your grandson, there were four of us, we're all highway patrolmen, and we had a day off today. Had we not been off and had wanted to ruin our days, we'd have shut down and thrown your grandson in jail. Your grandson almost killed two of us today. He is an irresponsible, reckless little a-hole, and he has no respect for the law. He flipped us off. He cursed us, all to impress his girlfriend. And this old guy says, he what? And I said, yes, sir. And I said, and you know I'm telling the truth. Otherwise, how would I know your car, the description of him, to call you? I said, we ran him through our database. And I said, here's the deal, Doctor. I don't know that you should be punished for this, but here's what we're going to do. We've all agreed. The next time we see that car with that kid in it, we're going to find a way to throw him in jail. We'll be looking for him. And he said, Well, I can assure you, Officer, and I said, Wilkins, Officer Jim Wilkins, I can assure you, Officer, you won't, because he will never get the keys to that car again. And when I see him tonight, he's going to get an earful. Now, when I hung up, all I could imagine was, oh, my goodness, I'd love to be there when this kid walks in the house and his grandpa says, give me those keys. You were. Did you encounter four highway patrolmen on motorcycles today?
No.
I guess you didn't know they were highway patrolmen, did you? Give me those keys. You'll never. Oh, man, I would have loved to have been there for that. And it worked. It was effective. And I think I've done it twice. I'm not sure what the other time was, but I do remember there was one other time when I was so mad, I thought, okay, I'm going to have to make a phone call and pretend to be somebody. But that was also back when it was a lot harder to trace things and calls and whatever. So I know exactly what you're talking. Boy, did it feel good. When I heard him say, he'll never get the keys on that car, I just thought, it would have been good to be there. So I guess we can close the Burke segment.
Yeah.
I'm thinking. All right, shut her down, Burke segment. Is officially closed. Dan Buff will be here in the 4 o'clock hour. As I mentioned earlier, and I'll keep repeating it just so nobody is taken by surprise, we're off at 5:30. We will get the joke in. And at 5 o'clock news, we'll get the joke and then be out of there by 5:30. The Boy Scouts of America has filed for bankruptcy. And this is too bad. I know there have been a lot of, and probably a lot of them credible and legitimate. When did we become the world of all these perverts? How did all of these people come to be? These molesters.
I don't know. I really wish I knew, because when I was growing up as a kid, you didn't hear about stuff like that. And then as I got into my 20s, it was all over the place.
I was a Cub Scout. I was a Boy Scout for a short time. I didn't do the whole Eagle Scout thing.
Right.
But never, ever. Especially in the Cub Scouts, because the Cub Scouts, we had den mothers. We didn't have men. We had den mothers. And different scouts' moms would volunteer to be den mothers, and you'd have your Cub Scout meetings always at the home of one of your fellow Cub Scouts. And they'd have Kool-Aid and cookies, and then you'd learn how to whittle or tie knots or, you know, whatever we did. But it was a den mother. So I don't know that the solution is, you know, as you get older, you can't have a woman, be the leader of a bunch of, what is the age of Boy Scouts? It's like up to 18.
Isn't it to like 12?
It's 12 to 18
or something.
You're a cub or something?
Well, you started off as, you were like, one thing, like, we had the Cubs, and then when you graduated from the Cubs, then you went on to the Scouts. But you can only join the Scouts when you were 11 or 12. Like,
and
before
you,
that,
can you
the Cubs.
Can you join the Boy Scouts if you weren't a Cub Scout? I think you can.
I think it's just based on age.
But I enjoyed being a Cub. I was a nobody in school. I was popular and belonged to anything. I wasn't an athlete. But when I had my little Cub Scout uniform on, I felt kind of special. Because
bandana or that tie.
Yeah, that gold neckerchief and that thing.
Did you guys?
I felt cool. One day a month you got to wear your Cub Scout uniform to school.
Yeah.
And all the other Cub Scouts. And that was the one day a month that I kind of felt like I was sort of somebody.
I used to love going because, you know, you're learning how to camp. We used to learn how to, like, you know, how to play plant vegetables and how to correctly start a fire and then put out a fire and how to cook and stuff like that. Yeah. I mean,
you
kind of
felt as a kid,
you
kind of felt, you know what, I could survive if I...
Oh, man, nothing cooler was going, like, going camping with your friends and, like, you know, you're just kind of in a tent and whatnot. You're supposed to be going to sleep and all that, but you're staying up and just kind of hanging out. Like, it builds character.
And confidence. And you're the one in the roof who goes, don't worry, I know how to build a fire. I'm a Cub Scout. And you can show them. I got to take a quick break here. Some window world. We'll come back. We'll have news.
Hey, Beck, real quick, back to your phone call that you made to that old guy.
Yeah.
Somebody called in and said, was that the guy that used to co-host the Inside Out show?
Jim McMillan?
Yeah. When you were doing the voice.
A little bit of a similar voice, yeah. Could have been a relative. I don't know. I'll have to check into that, Danny. Thanks for mentioning that. And Jim would call. He would be the guy to call you Danny.
Yeah,
you know?
He would.
How's Danny Strauss?
Oh, I know.
You know. All right, Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. If your question is why and how did that come to be? Well, it's a pretty basic formula for success. You have a great product and you have a really great price. You don't skimp on the product to raise the price, and you don't lower the price just because, you know, business is slow, because business will never be slow because the product is great. And then you do it right, you install it right, and you treat people right. And when you tell them it's a lifetime warranty, you back it up, and it is, and it includes everything. Doesn't hurt also to have that good housekeeping seal of approval. That's pretty impressive. Window World, there are lots of reasons that they're number one. They're also the preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues and the official window of the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. It seems like everything they do is right, and they'll do it right for you when they replace your windows when that time comes. We ask, it's a simple request. Include Window World in your shopping, and why wouldn't you? They're number one, and be sure to tell them your AM and the PM. You can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com. Stay right where you are. If you like movies, if you like TV shows, whether you watch them very seldom or a lot, in either case, you